I would like to say just a few words this morning before we have the obsequies. First of all, to offer our condolences to the family and friends of Martina, especially her daughter Marge, who's so dutifully taken care of her for so many years. Martina is from California, originally from Kansas, and was here in Post Falls maybe about 15 or so years ago, and you might have remembered seeing her at Mass on Sundays. In fact, Wayne Piverunas faithfully brought her regularly to Sunday Mass. And then she went back to California for a few years, and then eventually returned. And when she returned, was not able to come to Mass. So I took communion. I've been taking communion for, I don't know how many years, 5, 6, 7 years to her. And it was a delight to get to know her better. Sometimes I would stay and we would have a visit. She would talk a lot about her upbringing and, like I said, in Kansas, in a large family, and was very devout in the practice of her faith. A simple soul, but a beautiful soul. And for a priest, it is a comfort to have a funeral, to lay to rest one of our parishioners who you know lived the faith conscientiously, was faithful to the rosary, to the practice of the faith. Someone has asked me before, some individuals have asked me before over the years, what is your greatest joy as a priest? And I always answer, well, it's always, first and foremost, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, offering Mass. But after that, one of the things that I delight in is having baptisms, because you're giving a soul the life of sanctifying grace for the first time. But after that, there would be funerals. When you have a person that you know has been living the faith devoutly, conscientiously, persevering, to be able to lay to rest one of our fellow parishioners. Because really, this is what our life is all about. Getting to heaven, living as God wants us to live in this world, and persevering that we might be with him forever. Now, I was thinking about this morning. I was looking over the list in the bulletin, individuals that have passed away in the month of January. And it's interesting, for whatever reason, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, we have had an inordinate amount, by comparison, of funerals in the month of January. Maybe that's just simply purely accidental, but that's the fact. Over the last several years, we've had a number of funerals. And of course, here in a small parish, we don't have many funerals during the course of the year, maybe 3. And there's been one in January, it seems, regularly. Now, you know that at this time of year, in news reports, there's always looking back over the last year as we begin a new year. And one of the things that news organizations do will list individuals who have passed away that are well known because they were either politicians or actors and actresses or singers, musicians, performers, sports stars, etc., individuals that have passed away. And if you follow the news at all, even a little bit, you know that every year in late December, early January, there will be articles or reports on those who are fairly well known that have passed away in the past year. And of course, this is done every year. And eventually, we all will be among the number of those who are called out of this world by God in a particular year. That year, we don't know. But God, who knows everything, knows how much time we have in this world, on what day and what hour and under what circumstances we will end our life in this world and enter into eternity. The year 2025 was the final one for Martina because she passed away on January 1st. She had already been anointed, and as I said, I took communion to her regularly. And then when her daughter called me that she was in the hospice home in Coeur d'Alene, I went and anointed her again, and that was a week ago. And the nurses, the hospice nurses, were telling family she could pass away any hour, and yet she lived another week or 8 days and died on January 1st, 2025. So again, only God knows for each of us what is going to be that day and that moment in which he calls us out of this world. The important thing is that we are ready when our time comes. And again, I repeat it, it is a great consolation for me as a pastor, someone who is in charge of souls, helping them with sermons, with offering mass, distribution of communion, the sacraments, hearing confessions. It is a comfort every time a person who has conscientiously lived the faith departs from this world and is laid to rest, because you have great confidence that that person is or will soon be with God for all eternity. So let us continue to pray for the repose of the soul of Martina, even if you didn't know her, which I know many of you did not, but still a fellow parishioner and one who may be in need of our prayers. Let us pray for her and for all the faithful departed. And as we attend this funeral, to call to mind our own future funeral, end of life, and prepare for that moment by every day striving to do God's holy will, so that when that day does come, we will be found doing his holy will. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.